You're allowed to fast those days, and you can say a hesped those days. So now, Amos, what are we talking about now? Elaim, if you want to tell me, B'nei Chameisa, the days that read it on the 15th day, like in Yerushalayim, that has a chaymer, a wall around the city, they read the Megillah now on the 14th day of Adar. For the Gemara, Mishari, is it true they're allowed to fast on the 14th day? The Yoksib Megillah Tainus, this much it says clearly in Megillah Tainus, that Yoim Arba Osar, the 14th day of Adar, boy, uve Yoim Chamish Osar, boy, and the 15th day of Adar, Yoim Epuri Inun, these are the days of Purim. Dloy Lemesped, boy, you're not allowed to say Hesped, you can't fast in these days. The Yom Arova, Rova said, what's the Chiddush here? Lo Nitzchot, we only need this Chiddush, Elo Le'eser Eshel Zeh Bezeh, the Eshel Zeh Bezeh, that the people that live in Yerushalayim, live in a chayim, even if they read the Megillah early on the 14th day, they're not allowed to fast on the 14th. And the people that read the Megillah on the 14th can't fast on the 15th. So you see, clearly, you can't fast on the 14th. The Eli, you have to tell me the Mishnah is talking about B'nai Abay, so the people that live in a regular city that doesn't have a wall around it, that they read the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar, the Kukar would lay B'tleser, and they read the Megillah now a day early on the 13th day of Adar. And therefore, they're allowed to fast on the 13th day of Adar. For the Gemara, Yom Niknehu, this is the Yom Tov of Nikner, we'll soon see what happened. But the 13th day of Adar is one of the days that says the Megillah's Tainus, so for sure you can't fast on the 13th day. V'yela b'nei abeis, the element we have to say is the people that's supposed to hear the Megillah on the 14th day, in a regular city, and they read the Megillah earlier, that was the Yom HaKanisa, like they live in a kfar in a hick town, and they don't have people around, so they're allowed to read the Megillah the day when everybody comes together, let's say on a Monday. So they read it on the 12th day of Adar, for the Gemara, no, Yom HaTurainasu, that's another Yom that says the Megillah's Tainus. It's called Yom Turainas, we'll soon see later what the story was. Elo, so you can't fast then for sure? Elo, you have to say, Lav, the Kokorilei Bechadeser, that they read the Megillah the earliest possible on the 11th day of Adar. Ukatoni, still the Mishnah says, Mutav Hesped of a time, you're allowed to fast and say a Hesped then. So as a Kasha, how could Rabbi Yechon Apostle let Rabbi Yasi, that a day before is also Osir? Here the Mishnah says clearly, a day before Takar is Mutav, you are allowed to fast the day before. Tomorrow says, Loi, they're talking about B'nai Arba Osa, the people that are supposed to read the Megillah on the 14th day of Adar, to Korolei B'Tracer, and they read the Megillah on the 12th day. With the Karmak, Yestakasha, Yom Terainasu, the 12th day of Adar is also, it's one of the days of Megillah's Tainus because of the Yom Tov of Terainus. Have the Gemara, Yom Terainus, Gufa B'Tuli Batlu, that since something happened that day, the Rabbanu will Mavatlit, that you're allowed to fast. Hoyel V'Nerek Boi Shemaya V'Yach Yochiv. Since two tzaddikim died then, the Chum were Mesakin, you're allowed to fast now on the 12th day of Adar. So that's what the Mishnah means. When they read the Megillah earlier on the 12th day of Adar, now you're allowed to fast then. Kiyod Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Goza Tanisa B'Tracer, he made a Gzeira, he made a Tainis on the 12th day. Omrule Rabbonin, so Rabbonin said, Yom Terainasu, how could you fast today the 12th day of Adar? It's one of the days that says the Megillah's Tainis, it's Yom Terainas. Omrule, he answered back, Yom Terainas, Gufa B'Tuli B'Tlu. The Rabbonu were mevatel and said, "There's no more Yom Tov now today. You're allowed to fast." Hayovaneru by Shmaya v'Yach Yochiv. Since Shmaya and his brother died that day because it is tragic, the Chum were mesak and you are allowed to fast now. Freddy Gemara, no. How could you fast on the 12th day? The tapir lay the heavenly yom shlefnei nikner. It's the day before the 13th. It's also the day before as the Yom Tov from nikner. So even though they were mevatel the 12th day, but the 12th should still be yosser because it's the day before the 13th. So Gemara answers Poshid. Omer Rav Ashi, Hash to Iyu Gufa Batlu. Madoch the 12th was also because it was a Yom Tov by itself. And the Chum were Mavatl that Yom Tov said you're allowed to fast. Mishum Yema Nikna Nekem and Igzer. Because of the 13th day, you want to come and ask for the 12th day. Like for sure, the 12th is more strict because of its own Yom Tov. And still the Rabbonim were Mavatl its own Yom Tov. So if they're Mavatl its own Yom Tov, for sure you're allowed to fast on the 12th day. Now the Gemara explains. My Nikner or my Terainus. What are these two Yom Tovim on the 12th and the 13th day of Nisan? What happened? The Tanya would learn like this. Nikner Echel Miafracha Yevonim. He was one of the generals of the Greeks. Hoya. Over Chol Yom V'Yom every day. Hoya Menef Yodav Al Yehudiv Yishloim. He used to wave his hand over Yehudiv Yishloim. V'Yom and he would say, Amos Haitipol B'Yodi. When will the Jews be given over to me? V'Yom Asenim I'll trample over them. When the Beis Chashmonoi won over them, they cut off his finger, his thumbs, Viraglav and his toes, they hung it up on the Shai Yishloim. They said, "Pair this mouth, Shoy Medaba the Gaiva spoke so bad, Vyadaim Shem Nifas Hayushlayim, these hands that used to wave over Yushlayim, Tasa Bem the Kama, Hashem did the Kama to them. So because of this, the Yerucham made it for Yom Tif, it's called Yer Nikner, you're not allowed to fast now. Yeah, the 13th day, the 13th day of Nisan, that's called the 13th day of Adar, that's the Yom Tov of Nikna. My Trinus, what's Trinus, the 12th day of Adar? Omru would say like this, Geshebikas Trinus, Largas Lulinus, Uvapayas Achiv, Belutka. This Russia, Truninus, wanted to kill these two brothers, is Omalehem. So the king, Truninus, said to them, In Miyama Shokhanani Mishovi Azaya, if you're Jews from the same nation of Hanani Mishovi Azaya, Atem, let's see your God come and save you. Miyodi from my hands. The same way Hashem saved Hanani Meshov Yazaya from the Nebuchadnezzar. Omruloi. So they said back to this Rosh, they said back to Trunainis, Hanani Meshov Yazaya Tzadikim Gemurin Hoyu. They were big Tzadikim. They were fit that a nest should be done to them. Secondly, the Nebuchadnezzar Melech Hogan Hoyu. He was a great king. For royal Lassas Nesa Yoda, it's right that Hashem should do a nest to show everybody how great Hashem is. Mashenkin, Vyashu Russia, you Truninus, you big Russia, head you too, you're nobody big, you're nobody great that Hashem should do a nest for. You're a hedget, you're a normal person. Vyena royal Lassas Nesa Yoda, that's one thing, you're nobody, so Hashem shouldn't make a nest to show who Hashem show off to like to you. Vyonu, secondly, us, Nishayavnu Kli Elamokim. We did an Averu, we did a Chet that we deserve to be killed. V'yemei Nator Gainu, if it's not you that will kill us, Harbe Yehogim Yesh Lamokim. Hashem has a lot of ways of killing us. V'harbe Dubim V'yaroy Yishesh Lamokim V'yolomoy. Shepoigim Bonu. There are a lot of bears or a lot of lions that can come and kill us. V'orgum Osana, they'll kill us anyway. Ella, you know why Hashem is letting you kill us? Ella Leimosarnu HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yod Hashem, when he put us into your hand, Hashem is going to take revenge upon you for killing us. In other words, Hashem is just going to give you more punishment for killing us. So that's what they told back to this Russia. Afal Pekin, even so, Horgun, this Troninus, he killed them. But Miyad, right away, Omru was said, Loizoz Mishon didn't have to move from there. Hachabol, the Yulfim, Roimer, messengers came from Roim. Opotsu Esmoicha, they busted open his head, Troninus, Begazirim with bats. And because of that, the Chachamim made a Yom Tif, Yud Beis B'Yadah. Right. And Goyz V'n Tainas on Tziba B'Tchila B'Chamisha. We don't start making the Tainas on a Thursday. We always start the Seder of Tainas Tibers on a Monday. And then Goyz V'n Tainas Rosh Chodoshim. We can't start fasting on Rosh Chodesh. But the Mishnah says if you started to fast before Rosh Chodesh, and now Rosh Chodesh came in the middle, you're allowed to fast through Rosh Chodesh. The Kama Hu Haskalta, how much is it called you started before? If you fasted 3 days before, then it comes Rosh Chodesh, then you started, you fasted a Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday. And then the next Thursday is Rosh Chodesh, we're allowed to fast then. No, even if you started Monday, and then Thursday is a Rosh Chodesh, we're allowed to fast. This is Rabbi Meir Yeshita. Show me Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. No, when it comes Rosh Chodesh, you have to continue fast the whole day. As the Mishnah says, even when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, you only fast a little bit, not the whole day. They hold no, Misano Mashtim, you light a fast and finish the whole day. And Dorosh Mazutra Mishmei de Rafuna, Halacha Misano Mashtim, that's the Halacha. That you fast, if you started to fast before and then it comes to Rosh Chodesh now, you light a fast completely, you have to be Misano Mashtim the fast on Rosh Chodesh. Yehadun Alecha, say the Tainis, Aketzot. Alright, turn over. Yeah, now the third parak, the Mishnah starts off like this. Seder Tainis, what's the Seder, how you fast? Elu HaOmer, that was said before, Revi Rishayna. That's what I was talking about, that the moral explain, it passed away already, the time for the rain to come down. The first period, the second period, and the third period. All these first three periods are periods of the first rain to come down, Yerah, and it didn't come down, that's when you start fasting the 13 fast days. That's when you wait to fast until you have 13 like. Let's say things started to grow, but it changed right away. It started to change for the bad. Masriyim alei miyod. Then you start fasting right away. A chomadik a fast day with masriyim means you shout out to Hashem. You have to use the shofars.
The same thing, Shaposku Gishon ben Geshem Mageshem Aboyim Yoim. If true, the rain started to come down on time, but right away it stopped for 40 days, no more rain came down, is Masrim Aleim Yod. Then you don't have to wait the Seder of 13 fast days to make the Chomadika fast days, the last 7, but rather right away you Masrim. You make a Chomadika fast day and you blow the Shofar. That's called the Simon of a service of a drought, and you have to dive into Hashem right away. Let's say rain came down enough for the sprouts to grow, for the vegetables to grow, let's say. Like a small amount, easy rain came down. The heavy rain didn't come down for the trees. Or else, the heavy rain came down enough for the trees. The easy rain didn't come down for the sprouts, for the vegetables. Or else, rain came down normal. You didn't have a heavy rain to fill up the ditches full of water, for drinking water. For any one of these three reasons, you need to fast right away with Masrim, with blowing the shofar and davening hard to Hashem. The same thing here, if you have a city, that no rain came down on this city. The Pasuk says, I make it rain on one city, and one part, yes,